Magic 102.7, the greatest hits of the 60s and 70s. It is 7:06 next. The magic song of the day to take you to Busch Gardens. 6 after 7, 74 degrees in South Florida. Here in London, a cloudy, drizzly 50. That is the best damn rock and roll song, if not one of the top five of all times.
Hear, hear.
And that's just it. And this is Reg Presley with us live here in London from the Trogs. Reg, how are you this morning?
I'm not too bad, but after hearing that off-key ocarina, who was playing that?
I don't know Ixnay. What you're talking about, Reg.
You mean
you could hear me, Reg?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You heard every word we said off air.
Reg did the little...
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
I think we can stop now.
I don't get it right every night, so...
Okay. All right,
you really play it, though, don't you?
We're forgiven, huh?
You really play it.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, I've got some great videos of you from the 60s. One where you're in some sort of square here in London, and you are wearing an outrageous striped suit. Do you remember this video?
I do. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, you are just killer lead singer of the legendary Trogs, who are still working hard and touring. I see October through January. You're in Norway. You're in Germany. You're all over Europe. Do you ever get a chance to come to the States?
The States.
We're actually working on a tour now for next October.
Okay. Well,
you can
guarantee that that we will take care of you selling tickets and having
in
you
South Florida.
In South Florida.
Well, we're going right round, even into Canada, I think, and going right round. I don't know what market is. I think it's the casinos or something, is it?
Yeah. Well, we have a Hard Rock Casino in South Florida, so I'm sure. You know what? We just had a thing called Hippie Fest a couple of months ago, and we had Felix from the Rascals, and we had Turtles, and we had... good Lord, who else did we have?
I'm just drawing a blank.
The group that killed were the Zombies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
The Zombies just flamed. The crowd went nuts. It was sellout. And I guarantee you the Trogs certainly would do the same.
Well, now, I hope so.
Now, Reg, of course, lead singer of the Trogs, but one thing you may not know about Reg, Donna, okay? Reg wrote the song Love Is All Around, I Feel It In My Fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So he did write that song. And then it became a huge hit here in the UK during the 90s, right?
In 94, yeah, Wet, Wet, Wet covered it.
Oh, Wet,
Big
Wet,
Wet.
Did a very good version. I loved their version.
And you made a lot of money off of that. And what did you spend most of the money on, Reg?
Well, not on crop circles, as they say, but I did used to hire helicopters to go and have a proper look and take, you know, real good pictures of them.
Now, crop circles here in the UK, that's where they first became famous. Most famous on a Led Zeppelin box set album cover. And then... this whole thing that UFOs had made them, but then some farmers here in the UK said, no,
it was a prank.
You are like one of the foremost researchers on this crop circle thing.
Who knew?
Where did they come from?
Well, I think that at least 98% are man-made.
Mm-hmm.
But that really isn't to say that they're hoaxed. And I say that for a reason, that there was a couple of guys actually hoaxing them near South Stonehenge. And they got the press there and they said, look, we even had a pathway and a D one side and a D the other, you know, half circles. And they said, look, we even signed it, Doug and Dave. But what they didn't know, that right down in the corner of the field that was actually growing out because it was done fairly early, there was a absolute identical formation to what they did and they knew nothing about it. So it is a weird thing. I mean, and also, when you see geese flying over, they fly in a V formation.
Mm-hmm.
They've been known to actually come up as though they've hit an invisible brick wall, gone round the circles, formed up in a V, and carried on. And they eat somewhere, and they sleep somewhere else, and they travel in a dead straight line. So what was stopping them?
This is Reg Presley, lead singer of the Trogs.
More to it than meets the eye.
And obviously, you know what? I'm into all this alien stuff, too, because, you know, we could do a whole show when you come to the States on the alien things.
Well, I've written a book, and now I've just finished a film script as well. So hopefully, in maybe a year or two's time, you'll hopefully see it.
Oh, we'll have you on the show again to publicize it.
If you want to keep up with the Trogs, just go ahead and Google the Trogs or go ahead and Google Reg Presley. Obviously, you took your stage name from Elvis, correct?
Well, I didn't. I was given it by, I suppose an A&R man, you know, and he suggested to the manager he should change his name to Presley. and I said, why didn't you use a less-known name like Crosby or Sinatra, you know?
Exactly.
Red Sinatra.
Bloody idiot.
McCartney, Lennon.
You do get used to it, you know, it's part of me now.
It's done you well over the years. Yeah. Also,
did Elvis well as well, you know?
Yeah, well, yes, he had some hits, too. Mygeneration.org.uk, and that's the Trog's official website. Just go ahead and Google Reg Presley, and you'll find out all about him and some fascinating things. Real quick, what did you think of Jimi Hendrix's version of Wild Thing? Obviously,
I absolutely loved it because if it had been done any other way, it should have been done exactly the way he did it, because he went beyond what we did. I mean, I first heard it by Chip Taylor on an acoustic guitar, and I thought, whoa, this would be far better if it was done by a group. So we did our version, and then so be it. And then when he did it, I thought, whoa, you know, this could be really good. When I heard it, it was just Jimmy, wasn't it? It was great.
Well, you know, I really think that the Trog's Wild Thing was the first heavy metal song in rock and roll way before Steppenwolf, way before, say, the Yardbirds and Beck started doing some crazy things when Clapton left. I think Wild Thing was the first heavy metal song.
Well, they're saying it was the first punk rock.
I'd agree to that too.
That argument can be made as well.
I'd agree to that, too. Yeah. This is Reg Presley. Reg, it's an honor to have you on. Please count on Magic 102.7 to help you in South Florida once we get this tour together, okay?
It's an honor to be talking to you.
Thank you so much. Oh, real quick, when you hung out in London a lot during some of your younger days when you could get crazy. Give us, since we're here with visitlondon.com and doing London like a local, what's the one spot as a Brit that you would go to first thing as you came into London?
Well, probably if I was going to a club, it'd be the Speakeasy.
Speakeasy. Okay,
yeah,
Speakeasy still around.
To meet up there. I mean,
don't worry, we're getting the thumbs up from these guys. It's still around.
Speakeasy, okay.
All right, well, that's where we're going after dinner tonight, Bruce.
Well, thank you, Reg.
If it's still there.
Thank you, Reg.
Thank you, my friend.
Take care.
Thanks for being on Magic 102.7, the incredible Reg Presley from the Trogs. Still to come, we've got our friends from the Zombies on the way, and oh, so much more. Next, the Magic Song of the Day. First up, though, at 7:14, Libby K's in the Mardi Gras Gaming Traffic Center. You can win a Jaguar S.